Good morning. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom. There is a buzz about this place this morning that is going to bring us together and knit us in the presence of the Lord. We are so blessed to have you here today. Each of us will receive a blessing in each other today. For those that are new and that are guests, we welcome you with a sincere and warm greeting. And for those that are returning, the Lord must have touched you last week. Something must have been right because you're back again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us stand in his presence as we read the Psalms of David. I'm reading from Psalm 145, a psalm of praise. I will praise you to the heights, my God, the King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you. I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is Adonai and greatly to be praised. His greatness is beyond all searching out. Each generation will praise your works to the next and proclaim your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on the story of your wonders. People will ask of your awesome power, and I will tell of your great deeds. They will gush forth the fame of your abounding goodness, and they will sing of your righteousness. Adonai is merciful and compassionate, slow to anger and great in grace. Hallelujah. Adonai is good to all. His compassion rests on all his creatures. All your creatures will thank you, Adonai, and your faithful servants will bless you. They will speak of the glory of your kingship, and they will tell all about your might, to let everyone know of your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingship. Your kingship is everlasting, an everlasting kingship. Your reign continues through all the generations. Adonai supports all who fall and lifts up all who are bent over, if that isn't a promise. The eyes of all are looking to you. You give them their food at the right time. You open their hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Adonai is righteous in all his ways, full of grace in all he does. Adonai is close to all who call upon him, to all who sincerely call on him. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. Adonai protects all who love him, but all the wicked he destroys. My mouth will proclaim the praises of Adonai. All the people will bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. 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 Abba, Father, we thank you that you are here with us this morning, that your presence is in our midst. For the promises that have just been spoken into existence, both in David's time and right now in our time, Father, they have been spoken out, and there is life in the spoken word. And so, Father, as your promises declare that you are close to all who call upon you, we call upon your presence today. And we thank you that you are as close as the mention of your name. Father, that you are merciful and that you are compassionate, that you are full of grace. And Father, your righteousness is that we can seek after, Father, and you can impart that into our lives through your Holy Spirit. And we praise you for that, that we can be lifted. You lift our heads and you lift us out of the miry clay. Be with us in this service this morning. May our praise and our worship be given to you and acceptable in your sight. And we praise this all. We pray this all in the beloved name of your Son, our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus, our Messiah. Amen. And amen. At this point, we would like to begin the service with an act of worship. And that would be the lighting of the menorah. And I'd like to call on Helen for that, please. As Helen's coming forward, the menorah, may the light of the menorah reflect the light that the Savior has put into your heart. The seven branches of the menorah reflect the seven spirits of the Father, that we can call upon his wisdom, his understanding, his knowledge, that he might show us his ways. And there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and he shall decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Amen. Thank you. I invite you, before we begin praise and worship, the Messianic Jewish prayer as we lead into the service. I hereby join myself to the Master Adonai Yeshua, the Messiah, the righteous one who is the bread of life and the true light, the source of eternal salvation for those who hear him. Like a branch which remains in the vine, so may I remain in him, just as he also remains in the Father, and the Father in him, in order that they might remain in us. May the grace of the Master Adonai Yeshua, the Messiah, the love of Jehovah, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abound with and in us. Amen. As Ron comes forward, I just would like to share that this week I had a blessing. My son, we texted back and forth. We've talked this morning, but he shared how in his message last week, the pastor was talking about how Yeshua, he used the word Jesus, but how everything he did was an act of service for the Father. And so just as we remain in him and our blessing him actually blesses the Father, we are all connected to the Father through that love. And so let's keep that in mind as we give praise and worship, as we listen to the message today, that everything that we do will be a blessing for the Father.
Praise the name. Man that O Abba, our great Jehovah, how humbling it is to know that you want a relationship with us. We weak, we self-centered, we who sin on a continual basis, we who are so unworthy of the great love that you bestow upon us because you love us, because you are love personified. Abba Father, not only do we cherish and honor and worship you for your desire to have a relationship with us, but we beseech you to help us, fill us with what is required for us to walk on your holy path. Help us to be kadoshim, holy people, tzadakim, righteous people, who follow your ways. Baruch Hashem Yeshua Moshechenu, in the beloved name, in the blessed name of our Messiah Yeshua. Amen.
This is a song that we haven't sung before in this congregation, so we'll sing it a couple of times.
Yeshua, my life you are. Yeshua, my shining star. You've ravished my heart, O Ancient of Days. I'll follow after you, both now and always. Yeshua, Yeshua.